1st, analysts are expecting gas prices to rise after this weekend's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Drone strikes on a processing plant and a major oil field disrupted more than 5% of the world's daily crude supply. Analysts say that's the largest global disruption ever. A Yemeni rebel group claimed responsibility. The Saudi military says Iranian weapons were used in the attack. The U.S. said the assault appeared to originate in Iran or Iraq. NPR News will keep bringing us updates on the latest on the international front. For now, we'll find out what the disruption could mean for consumers. Jim Ritterbusch is the president of Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm based in Galena, Illinois. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Now, in terms of what consumers here in the United States might feel, how big a deal is this attack?
It's a big deal. It's not as big a deal as some of the events we've seen in the past, such as the situation in Kuwait in 1990. But we have seen crude prices pop about $7.50 here today per barrel. And at one point, we had gasoline futures up 20 cents in the futures. I don't look for that to fully translate to the pump, but I think you could see 10 or 12 cents up by next week.
By next week. I've read that gas prices usually go down a little bit in the fall after the summer travel season. Is that true?
That's true, but I think we've already seen that seasonal downdraft, and from here it looks like we're going to swing things back up because of the Saudi drone attacks.
How much of the oil that we use here in the United States in one form or another actually comes to us from Saudi Arabia? Do we use a lot of that actual oil?
We use a lot of it, but compared to just 5-6 years ago, our imports of Saudi Arabian crude are down appreciably from more than 2 million barrels a day to somewhere around 400,000 or 500,000 barrels a day. So we've seen a reduction of around 70% or so, and that's mainly attributable to the increased shale oil production here in the United States.
Do we see oil prices after an incident like this go up, maybe even more than would be expected by the damage done because of, concern among investors, some speculating that it might go up and there's a self-fulfilling prophecy there?
Yeah, and that's perceptive because we tend to pump what we call geopolitical risk premium into the market. And if the market's going to assume that if Iran or the Yemen, the Houthis did this particular act, they could possibly do it again. So this was something that had not been expected. And since it is now a strong possibility, then we're going to keep prices elevated for some time, in my opinion. The extent and the duration of the lost supply out of Saudi Arabia is yet to be defined, and we're probably a couple of weeks away before it is.
Yes, Saudi Arabia seemed to indicate that they could have everything. They'll have oil to fill in for the oil loss. They'll have things back online pretty quickly. I've seen more skeptical voices. How do we assess how long it's going to take to repair after kind of an unprecedented attack like this?
It's going to take days, possibly a couple of weeks before we get a good assessment of the damage done. This was big. It's a huge oil field, probably the largest in the world, and the infrastructure that supports that is substantial. So it's going to take some time. So I think the Saudis were a bit optimistic in suggesting that they would quickly bring things right back up to prior capacity.
Talking to Jim Ritterbusch from Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm in Galena, Illinois. Jim, is there any question that, some place in the world, whether it's the United States or elsewhere, is actually going to be short on supply? It's not just that the cost will go up, but somebody's going to see disruptions caused by not having enough oil accessible?
I don't think so. This time around, we've got several mitigating factors that will help to preclude sustained price advances to the real lofty levels. For instance, we're sitting on ample supplies currently. I would say on a global basis, we're a bit above average levels. The Saudis, prior to this event, had some extra productive capacity that they can employ. There's a couple of OPEC producers that have been producing above their assigned quota levels, such as Iraq and Nigeria. They'll keep pushing, pumping full out. And despite what Russia indicated today, that they would keep levels unchanged, I think they'll probably be lifting output a notch and helping to fill some of this void. And as importantly, I think that you're going to see some release of strategic petroleum reserves by the United States and possibly by the International Energy Agency out of Paris.
Right. President Trump was talking about that idea of tapping into the strategic petroleum reserve. Can you talk about that that backstop that we maintain here in the United States? What is it?
Well, it's about 645 million barrels of crude that's stored in some of these underground caverns down in some of the southern states. And technically, it's not easy to extract those barrels, but in an emergency, they can be pulled out of there. Furthermore, it makes economic sense to release these crude spread curve, which indicates sequential prices going out into the future, is what we call inverted. And just going out about 6 months, crude prices are about $4 lower than they are currently. So barrels could be released from a strategic reserve and replaced later at a lower price.
What are you watching for next, Jim, as we watch, as we assess the damage in Saudi Arabia and watch prices? What are the next next items you're watching for to see where this is all going to go?
Well, what we have to depend on are the indications out of Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're not as transparent as we are when it comes to providing information when there's been somewhat of a catastrophe. So what we have to rely on is indications from them, and there might be some satellite images that might give us an indication of what's going on over there. So that's what we will be watching. But also on the other side of the coin, if we see prices continue to advance, there's going to be some demand deterioration. And many global economies have already seen a significant slowing in economic growth, and this could exacerbate that process. And you could see some oil demand weakening that will offset at least a part of the supply loss or the price gains that have been prompted by that loss.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Jim Ritterbusch is the president of Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm in Galena, Illinois. We talked to them about the weekend attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities and what they could mean for consumers.